Rosh Hashanah, that's the sign he discusses the various series of tkios, tkios to miyushav, the tkios to miyumad. According to Rosh Hashanah, the first tkios are the tkios that we have after Leini, before the tkios of Seder Habrachos, and the tkios to miyumad, those are the tkios that you have in the Shemoneh Esrei itself. And there is a stunning comment of Balamor, Dafyud and Dapeh Harith, where the Balamor writes that really is not the case at all. Those earlier tkios were much later takana. And when the Gemara refers to tkios to miyushav, the first time he would sound the shofar, it was Al Seder Habrachos. And the reference to the tkios to miyumad were much, much later at the very end of davening. The fact that this is true, that the original tkios shofar would be Al Seder Habrachos, the Balamor writes, accounts for another distinction as well. You go through the sugyas of tkios shofar, somewhat surprising that you never find a nusach habracha when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar. There's so many other examples where the Gemara tells us that yes, that this is the bracha indeed that is recited, and you don't find this is the case when it comes to shofar. How do you understand that glaring omission? So the Balamor writes, understand why this is true. We did it to Gemara, the first time they would sound the shofar was Al Seder Habrachos. The fact that we sound the shofar earlier was a later takana of the Gaonim. Well, if that's the case, there was no Berachas HaMitzvah. There was no bracha that was recited at all. You're not going to recite a bracha on shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's in the Chazaras HaShatz. And the Balamor goes a step further and argues that the tefillah itself, the Malchus, the Kronos, and Shofar serve as the Berachas HaMitzvah, for the mitzvah of shofar itself. It also is a stunning relationship, that shofar and tefillah go hand in hand, av kedei kach, that the relationships of the brachos and the tkios are considered to be absolutely vital. A later takana of the gonim, because after all, realize what that means. You're going to be in shul bright and early, Rosh Hashanah morning. You'll spend hours in shul. The earliest tkia shofar is going to be al seder habrachos. Hours could pass without a single tkiah. Conceivably, people or elderly, sickly would have to leave davening by that time. Hours in shul and not even hear a single kol. And therefore, the Chachamim instituted that, you know, we should have separate standalone tkiahs to make sure that everyone could be yotzei appropriately. And therefore, a much later takana of the tkiahs after Kriyas HaTov. Then the Balamor writes the following, if that really is true, now we don't have the brachos covering the shofar. Now it was necessary to institute a separate bracha on the mitzvah of shofar. And that's why this is not found in Gemara. That's why this is found in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. And that's why there was such a significant debate in terms of what the nusach bracha should be. And two moving parts. If you take a look at the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah Dalet Yud, the Rosh in Psachim Aleph Yud, there's a lengthy discussion that the Rosh has of Birchas HaMitzvah in general, and specifically when it comes to shofar. One question is what verb would you use? Do you stress tekiah, or do you stress shmiah? And another, based on the Sugya Psachim and Abzayim, is what is the prefix? Should the prefix be al, or should the prefix be le? And all those deals, those combinations you find in the Rishonim. Our practice is lishmoa kol shofar. Rabbi Nutam was very different, leads koa b'shofar, or alt kea shofar, a fundamental machlokas even, what is it that we stress? And that's something which is critical, not just simply in terms of nusach habracha, but l'chora that should be significant in understanding the essence of the mitzvah of shofar. When you look at the Sukkim Shabbos and Daf of Gimel, the Gemara raises a very basic question, what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it Hadlakos HaMitzvah? Is it Hanachos HaMitzvah? With the series of Nafkaminos LaHalach. The Gemara says very simply, if Chazal were Koveya, that you recite a bracha of La'adlik, isn't that an obvious indicator that Hadlakos HaMitzvah? In other words, the Nusach HaBrach is something that sheds light not only on the technical bracha, but on the essence of the nature of the mitzvah in and of itself. Tosos raises an issue, and you've almost outside of a base. What exactly is the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is it the maisa atifa, donning the beged, or is it the subsequent Lenisha? Because Tosfos is surrounded by a very critical question. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik calls Tzitzis Shevot Aseh, and the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yutes calls Shatnez Kum Ve'ezeh. So that's very difficult. Both involve wearing a garment. Why would I say that Levisha is Bekum Ve'ezeh when it comes to Shatnez? Why does the Gemara call it Shevot Aseh when it comes to Tzitzis? That's Tosfos' discussion. Interesting, Tosfos does not give a simple answer, and that is Shatnez is a lav. So a violation of a lav is Bekum Ve'ezeh, and Tzitzis is an essay, and therefore it's an e-kiyum ha-mitzvah. You're failing to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis itself. Tosfos is not right there. That's a lengthy deal in Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Aras. Why doesn't Tosfos write that Teretz? But that's the Chiddush that Tosfos describes. What is the history of Shatnez? What is the mitzvah of Tzitzis? And Tosfos suggests that maybe the mitzvah of Tzitzis is not to don the beged, but rather asher techasav akvar, wearing the beged. Wearing the beged. And that's why it's called Shevat Aseh. So Tosfos just concludes that that's difficult, because Chazal Rokoveh, the bracha is Uli'is Ate, doesn't indicate that the Maisa Atifa is considered to be the mitzvah, not just simply Asher Techasav Akvar. And again, the Tosfos writes the Nusach HaBracha is going to be very critical in determining the essence, the nature of the mitzvah. You want to know whether Tzitzis is Shevat Aseh Kum Ve'ezeh? So litmus test will be the Nusach. The Nusach HaBracha. The Rosh and Rabbi Psachim and Yud Chafei has a significant deal when it comes to Morar B'Zman HaZeh. Is it a mitzvah sachila? Zeichel HaMikdash? How exactly do you understand the fact that we don't have Morar on a level of Daraisa? How do you understand Korech? Is Korech considered to be a mitzvah sachila? Is Korech simply considered to be a Zeichel HaMikdash? So the Rosh writes the following. Well, look. If Chazal were Koveya of Racha of Al Achilas Maror, so you know what that indicates? That it's a mitzvah sachila, not just simply a standalone Zeich HaMikdash. The Bracha is something that is more than relevant to determining the essence, the nature of the mitzvah in and of itself. And therefore, if you have such a significant machlokas Rishonim as to what is the mitzvah of Shofar, is the Nusach HaBracha Shmiya, is it Tkiya? You know what, maybe that points to a much broader question. What exactly is the essence of the mitzvah? The kiyas ha-shofar? Or is the mitzvah considered to be the shmiyas ha-kol? The Rambam writes time after time after time after time. No, in at least 8 places. The Rambam writes the mitzvah is one of shmiyah. The Rambam writes this repeatedly in Yara Chazaka. The Rambam writes this in Sefer Mitzvos, in Kufayin. The Rambam writes it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes this in the Koteres, in the very beginning of Hilchos Shofar. This is found in Per Hador. This is found in Shulchan Aruch Rambam, where the Rambam writes time and time again, you should realize that the mitzvah indeed is one of Shmiya and Enoch Hinami. The Rambam sheet is, the bracha is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. It is not Al Tkiyas HaShofar. And others disagree. The Shultos, the Bahad, they stress the mitzvah is one of Tkiyah. Of Tekiah. The Mordechai is Mefurish, that the mitzvah is Tekiah that requires Shomei Akona. How is it that I am Yotze when someone else goes in and sounds the shofar? Is it that good? He blows the shofar, that's true. But you know what? That if I am a Shomea, and the mitzvah is the Shmiya Sako, so therefore that is I am fulfill the mitzvah. Or one have to argue maybe differently. If the mitzvah is really one of Kriya Samayila, and I am not the Baal Kore, how am I Yotze? You have to invoke a principle of Shomea Ka'one, so Inachinami. So Shomea is considered to be Kitokea. You have to come out to such a tool of a Shomea Ka'one when it comes to Shofar as well, as opposed to arguing that no, the mitzvah is Shmiya Sakol, and therefore that is something that I myself indeed am fulfilling. The Rambam writes, the study of Kamina and Aleph Gimel, and that's regarding the case of a shofar hagosel. One would think that, you know, that should be subject to the dinim of mitzvah above Ba'aveira. The Gemara discusses this in Sukkah Daflamit when it comes to lulav. After all, lulav hagosel, not only the psul of Bochem, but mitzvah above Ba'aveira, a carbon hagosel, mafurish in Sukkah Daflamit, that's considered to be a psul because of mitzvah above Ba'aveira. How exactly does it relate to the mitzvah of shofar? one would think that, well, of course, shofar and gozel should be subject to the sukkah of mitzvah of aveira. There is a very important ritual, sukkah daf lamed aleph, where the ritual writes that mitzvah of aveira does not apply to all mitzvahs. It only applies to a mitzvah which is bal or ratzos. That's what the ritual writes in two places, daf tes. But when it comes to shofar, very important, daf lamed aleph, it only applies to a certain class of mitzvahs. It applies to a mitzvah which is bal or ratzos. What are mitzvahs that envelop ritzui, karva, lulav, shofar? And that's what the ritual writes in the name of Balei Tosfos. That's why when the Gemara questions sukkah daf tes, why are you not yotzei with the sukkah gzula? The Gemara does not say mitzvah of yaveira. The Gemara records of zeres hakasul, because the chiddush, the ritual writes, the name of the Balei Tosfos is sukkah is not of that category of mitzvah. It is not a mitzvah which is ba l'ratzos, and therefore if there's a psul of a sukkah gzula, it has to be based on something else. It's not based on the standard mitzvah of yaveira. Mitzvah of yaveira, beautiful chiddush, the Balei Tosfos is limited to a certain class of mitzvahs, ritzui, and therefore karba, lulav, shofar indeed would be a candidate. Is it really true that you're not yotzei? You're not yotzei with the shofar of gozel? The Rambam writes in Aleph Gimel, you are yotzei. For Yerushalmi, that indeed you're yotzei. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam quotes one day in Yerushalmi, the Rabbi is Masi quoting the other day in Yerushalmi. The Rambam writes that this is dependent on the Shmiya and Tekiah question. In order to have a mitzvah of Eved, good mitzvah, you have to have a certain category of mitzvahs. That's true. But you also have to have a certain category of aveira. Not every aveira will render something in mitzvah above the aveira. And that's the Rishami, the sugi and Shabbos and the Kufayim and Beis. Rahman al-Islam, a person hears that they lose a karo, and they rip kriya, a kori al-meso, but they do so b'Shabbos. They do so b'Shabbos. Well, so the Gemara tells you the Chiddush, that afal pi shemachalas ha-Shabbos, yatsi yadei kriya. Even though, what do you mean, Korea? It's one of the Lamentos Malachos. And even though, yes, that's called an act of Chilul Shabbos, but nonetheless, Yatzi Yedei Kriya. That's the bottom. Yerushalmi there, corresponding, Nasug Yedav Kufei, raises the following issue. Maishnami Matzenzu. Why is it different than Stolen Matzah, in which case you're not Yotzei? It also is a very great Kiddush. Because there is no Bavli that says that you're not Yossi with Matzah Gzula because of Mitzvah of Avera. That's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, if you steal Matzah, you're not going to be Yossi. And therefore, what is the difference between stolen Matzah as opposed to Korea Meso Vishamis? That's the Kash of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes such a stunning answer. Taman Gufa Isura. When it comes to Matzah Gzula, The Cheftz is Nesa. Ramacha, who to Avinisa? When it comes to a person who's Mechal Shabbos, Cheftza, that is Nisr Gavra. The person was Mechal Shabbos, that's true, but that's not enough to label something as Mitzvah Babi Avera. Study Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us there, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kufayim Shabbos, that in order to have a Mitzvah Babi Avera, it means the Avera. Impairs the chetz. It's a psul. That's only true when it comes to certain averos. So when it comes to gezel, you know, gezel has different moving parts. Number one is the iser gavra of gnev and gzela. That's true, but undeniably it affects the chetz as well. The chetz, ha-gozel, kinyanei gnev, kinyanei gzela, chovas hashava. It's not just merely a chovas ha-gavra, but rather it's something that impairs the chetz. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos and Sukkah Gimel Aleph, the same thing as when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not just really Nisr Gavra, that's true, but Cheftza, the Cheftz is Nisr. And that's why the Rambam writes that Sholash Sheira is going to be Nisr of Yaveir. Well, against those. The Rambam writes Avodah Zarah is going to label something as a Mitzvah of Yaveir as well. If I ask you, what is true of Gizl, what is true of Avodah Zarah, you know what you'll tell me? In both of those cases, the Isser is not just in Isser Gavra, that's true, but you know what? Isser sticks. It's something that adheres to the Cheftza. The Cheftza is Nesa. Oh, that's a beautiful Chiddush of Yerushalmi. In order to argue that the Cheftza is Nesa, that cannot be used for the purpose of the mitzvah. For that, you have to come onto that class of Avera, that class of Avera. And therefore, that doesn't apply when it comes to Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, that what do you mean? Who David Yisuna? Who David Yisuna? Magen Avraham just has a beautiful deal in the Mishnah and Shabbos and that. And given when the Mishnah presents Lamentas Malachas, it doesn't use nouns, it uses verbs. No? That's the Diyuk of the Magen Avos. It doesn't say the Malach is Charish and Zriya, but it's Zareya, it's Kotzer, one who. Yeah, because that's the nature of Chilul Shabbos. And it's a Gavra, not just something, there can be a Knas of Maisa Shabbos. That certainly is true, but the nature of this, and therefore the Chiddush of Yerushalmi, in order to label something as a mitzvah of Avera, the Avera has to be the quality of that, the chetz is Nesa. Okay. So that's true of Gezel. But I'll just go a step further. It's true of Gezel, let's say, Yerushalmi when it comes to Matzah. The chetz is Gozel. What would you say when it comes to Shom? I steal. That chetz is Nesa. No. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. The day in Yerushalmi, I would say Yerushalmi l'shitase. That Yerushalmi and Shabbos Yud Gimel, Yerushalmi and Lulavah Gozel, Eret Gimel. No, that the mitzvah of Shofar is Shmiyas Hakol. And that's the Rambam, the Ein Bekol Din Gezel. If the mitzvah would have been one of Tkiyah, the Rambam writes, and therefore the Chet to Shom mitzvah is Shofar, you know what? So the Isser Gezel would appear, that's true. The mitzvah is Shmiyas Hakol. The kol, the chefter shel kol is shel gezel. And that's the Kiddush that the Rambam writes. I would say that Yerushalmi is l'shitase, but in a different direction. That number one, you have to have an avera that adheres to the chefter, that's true. But you have to have a mitzvah where there's a chefter shel mitzvah. And gezel and shofar is different than gezel when it comes to matzah. Matzah is called the chefter shel mitzvah. A shame came when it comes to the kol. So the Rambam writes the incredible Chiddush that Ein Bekol Din Gezel, and indeed, therefore, you are Yotzei. Well, important Chiddush. But the Rambam writes that's all because of Shmiyah as opposed to that of Tekiyah. And that would give rise then to the broader question, according to those who are shown to maintain that the mitzvah is one of Tekiyah. So maybe there shouldn't be a problem with mitzvah of Avera. Or the other day in Yerushalmi, Xeris HaPasuk, Yom Shriyan Kami Komakom, in Achanami, a pasuk to tell us that nonetheless. But whether Shofar is a candidate for Mitzvah Bavei Avera, it has to have a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, and according to Ritva, B'Shem Bali HaTosos, it has to be a Mitzvah which indeed is Bavar Atzos. So it's a fundamental machlokes, that's what the Rambam writes, is so clear in terms of that nafkamina, a Shofar HaGazel. See, at first glance, when you look in the sugyas, the sugyas emphasize both the tkiyah as well as the shmiyah. You know, the Mishnah tells us in the Chavzayin, "Hatokei l'toch habor." You don't hear the kol shofar, but you hear an echo of the shofar. You're not going to be able to say the kol shofar, yes, but the kol habor, not. Even the bal tokeya is not going to be able to say if he doesn't hear the kol shofar. Seemingly, that seems to point to the fact that it's a mitzvah of Shmiyah. On the other hand, not that these rayas are rayas mukhafos, but when you look a couple of plot later, Daf Chavtes, there, the Gemara stresses that obviously the Baal Tokeya has to be a Barchiyuma. You can't have a kol that is produced by a cherish, a shota, a chata. You know, if I say it's a mitzvah stikiyah, I understand very true. And what about indeed if it's a mitzvah of Shmiyah? Why exactly is that so necessary? So obviously, neither one of those is really a full rayah in any shape or form. Even if the mitzvah is one of Tekiyah, but Shmiyah clearly is necessary. Clearly that's true. Without Shmiyah, the mitzvah is not going to be fulfilled. If you're a kol havara, that is no good. If you look in the Tshuvas Maram al Shaka, Simen Yud, Rama Shaka points to the Gemara Brachos and Daf Tezva. There's a mitzvah of Kriyash. But you know what? Sarach l'hashmiya la'azim. You have to hear the words of the Shema. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's the Ikuva. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that lechatchila, yes, but b'di'evimah. Lechatchila, you have to hear every word. If you don't hear, as long as you articulate the Rambam writes, you enunciate the words, but if you didn't hear, indeed you're going to be yotze. But there is a halacha, tzarech lashmia, lazna, ibas like Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila, lechatchila. There is a ritva. The ritva is found elsewhere. The ritva is found in Megillat Achav. It writes, if it's only a din lechatchila, that's a dead giveaway that it's only a din d'rabbanan. Wow, that's an important chiddush. Only a din d'rabbanan. Because if this really would be a din d'araisa, drasha gemura, shma means that mashmi lozna fa masha tamotzi v'picha, this would really be a din d'araisa, how in the world can you say it's d'araisa but you're yotze without it? How can you argue indeed that that's true? D'araisa but you're yotze without it. The fact that you can be yotze without it, that's a clear indicator. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Well, that's not for today's shir, but that's food for thought. No? In other words, a din d'araisa is likuva, and you don't have a din d'araisa, which indeed is lechatchila. Well, that's something which is pretty heavy. The ritual writes the same thing in Sukkah, and daf yud aleph from aleph, that lulav tzadir ege, the need to bind the lulav of the das and rabbos, is because of hidur mitzvah, zekeli von veil, but according to the chachamim, your yotze without it, oh, so the Ritva writes that's a dead giveaway, that that's only a din rabbanan. That's only a din rabbanan. The Ritva writes in Parakeh of Hachos Brachos, the need to mention bris and Torah invention is not likuva, it's only a din lechatchila. So therefore, the Gemara Brachos and the Menches that says you need bris and Torah, guess what? That's only a din rabbanan. That's keseder in Ritva. A din d'araisa is likuva. A din d'rabbanan, and he writes that when it comes to tzarech lashmi lozna, and other rishonim disagree. Pashim shat rashi, tzarech lashmi lozna din d'aris, but not every din d'aris is likuva. You can have a din d'aris, which indeed is lechatchila. But that's a requirement of kriyash. According to Rabbi Yosei, the ikuva for Yosei din lechatchila, Rabbi Yehuda, okay. What exactly does that mean? You mean to say what? The mitzvah of Shema is Shmias HaShema? Doesn't even sound right, no? The mitzvah is Shmias HaShema. It's not a mitzvah of Kriyas HaShema. It's a mitzvah of Shmias HaShema. It's clear in the Gemara, that's Ramal Shachar. You have to hear. So it's a mitzvah of Shmia. Is it really a mitzvah of Shmia? Let me even ask you a more basic question. Can you even be Yotze Kriyas Shema Al Yedei Shmi? Can you be Yotze Kriyas Shema Al Yedei Shmi? You know what? A person recites a bracha, I'll be yotzi through Shema Kod. Is it even so obvious he can be yotzi Kriya Shema through Shema Kod? Maybe not. Yerushalmi discusses that. That's a comment to the Gaon. In the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, a comment to the Ritva. The very beginning of Maseches Brachos. Interesting. Now, we've discussed a lot about Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabbit. No? The Ritva already makes the deal. This is quoted in the Shema Adra as well. The opening Mishnah says, Menash said Korin, the Lashon Rabbi. When it comes to Kriya Shema Korin, when it comes to, let's say, Kriya Shema Megillah, Hakori Ome, Lashon Yaki. I would narrow it. The opening Mishnah said, it's Brachos, Menash said Korin, and the Mishnahis continue to talk about Berchos Kriya Shema. Hakori, when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema HaKorei, when it comes to Kriya Shema Korin, oh, a diuk of Ritva, a diuk of the Gaon in Achinami. Because when it comes to Kriya Samigilu Shemei Gaon, one person can read and everyone indeed can be Yotze. When it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema, there's a Shemei Gaon, and not when it comes to Kriya Shema. A Yerushalmi. Kriya Shema means everyone indeed, right? There's Makabal Amachu Shemayim individually, maybe not Shemei Gaon. Wow. And therefore, Korin, Kolecha V'Echad, everyone is obligated to do so. Obviously, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not just a mitzvah of Shmiya, it's a mitzvah of Kriya. Yeah, but it's before Shema, right? You have to hear the words. You're already going to tell me, of course, that one of the qualities, a tanai, a condition of Kriya, is that it has to be audible. And Tzarech Lashmi Laznecha. So that's the Chiddush Ramal Shachar. Wow, what a tzushtel, no? He writes, of course, one can argue that the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is a mitzvah of Tkiya. But nonetheless, Tzarech Lashmi Lozno. So if all you're hearing is a Kol Haver, and you're hearing the Kol Shofar, you're not going to be outside. And that's exactly the Mishnah, Vavchavza, just like when it comes to Kriya Shema, a mitzvah of Kriya, but a condition of Kriya is that it's audible, and the same thing is true when it comes to Tkiya Shofar as well, and therefore all you're hearing is a Kol Havara, that's considered to be that which is insufficient, okay? So either way, the Mishnah of Reshes, you have to hear the Kol Shofar, that's true. And what about Bar Chiyuva? Bar Chiyuva? Is that such a raya? The mitzvah, let's assume, is just Shmi. Yeah, I understand, but a Shmi of a Kol Shofar? Shmi of Kol Shofar, I understand. What makes it into a Kol Shofar? What makes it into a Kol Shofar? Oh, you know what? So it has to be a Kol Shofar, Shom Mitzvah. A Kol Shofar, Shom Mitzvah, good. What makes it into a Kol Shofar, Shom Mitzvah? So, of course, that's the Chiddush. Rosh Hashanah Kotes. If you have a Kol which is produced by a Goy, you have a Kol which is produced by one who is Eil Chlilah, that's called a Kol Shofar, Shom Mitzvah. Of course, you have to hear. Hear what? Hear a Kol Shofar, Shom Mitzvah. And if a Kol is produced by one who is Eil Chlilah, it looks like, it sounds like, you know what, but in reality, that it's not a Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. It's not a spirit to assume that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmia, but obviously we demand a Bar Chiyuva because otherwise it is not the quality of a Kol that would constitute a Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. And therefore, well, of course, the mitzvah is Shmia, but they're not the rights. We insist you have to have a Bar Chiyuva. That's Bafurish, and Tzipi Sefrak writes that, and Nikre Kodesh, Bafurish, and Chazanesh, and Simen Chavtes, that, well, of course, you need a Bar Chiyuva, because otherwise it's not called Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. What's not so simple, though, is as follows. When you take a look at the Rambam, the Perek Beis of Kol Shofar, the Rambam writes the following. This person is the Baal Tokeya. He is a Bar Chiyuva, and I'm listening. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. That, you know, in order for me to be Yotzei, I have to have Kavanah. Well, that's good. The Rambam's Kavanah is necessary. Well, that's the Magen Mishnah Stira, Perek Vav of Chametz HaMatzah, it's a Saint Srikos Kavanah, Perek Bezim of the Shofar, it's a Srikos Kavanah. Okay, Kavanah is necessary. But the Rambam writes, you also need Kavanah HaMashmiah. The Baal Tokeya has to have Kavanah in order to be Motziyah. You need the kavana of the Baal Tokeya. Wow. Why exactly is that? Why exactly is that? You know, the Chaznish has what I would say, it's not a simple line, but he has dieted a difficult one. That it has to be a Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. And a Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah requires that the Baal Tokeya has to be a Bar Chiyuva. And in order to be a Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah for me as the Shomea, that requires kavana samashim. That's a pretty big jump, no? To say that you have to have a Bar Chiyuva, otherwise the Chetz is not called the Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah, I understand. But if the mitzvah is just one of Shmiyah, and person is blowing in his Yotzei, that's called the Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. But in order for me to be Yotzei, Kavana is necessary. The Kavana of Shomea Ka'oneh, that's because of Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. For him it's called the Kol Shofar Shom Mitzvah. And for me, it's not called a Shofar Shom Mitzvah unless you have Kavanah Samashmiah. That's something which is not at all so obvious. The fact that he has to be a Bar Chiyuva, of course, very mistaken. But Kavanah Samashmiah, even though that I am being Yotze myself, but otherwise it's not called a Shofar Shom Mitzvah, that I will tell you is a significant thing. Yeah, but if it's just a mitzvah of Shmiya then, so why does the Rambam emphasize that you have to have the Kavanas, Hamashmiya, the Kavanah of the Baal Tokeya? So on this basis, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following, that maybe it's not just simply, Tkiya versus Shmiya. And these are mutually exclusive positions, entirely. Let's assume, for example, the mitzvah is one of Shmiya. What would you call the tekiah? What would you call the tokeh? The tekiah shofar is what? The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmiyah Sakol. What exactly is the tekiah shofar? So what Rav Soloveitchik felt was not right is to say the following. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmiyah Sakol, And the tekiyas ha-shofar is just a hechshemitz, a hechshemitz. The mitzvah shmiyas ha-kol, but very often you have a hechshemitz, a hechshemitz. Maybe the mitzvah is yeshiva ba-sukkah, and the asiyas ha-sukkah is a hechshemitz. Maybe the mitzvah we discussed not long ago is oneg Shabbos, and the hachara for Shabbos mibo yom is called a hechshemitz. Maybe the mitzvah is kriyas ha-mezuzah, and the hechshem mitzvah is the ksivas ha-mezuzah. Maybe the mitzvah is the avodas ha-kohen, the Ramban, Tzulam and Gimel, and Levisha's big day kun is a hechshem mitzvah. Maybe that's true in all those cases. Is that really true when it comes to shofar? The mitzvah is shmiyas ha-kol, and the tkiyas ha-shofar is a hechshem mitzvah, a hechshem mitzvah. You know, usually when I speak about hechshem mitzvah, it usually means the following. There's act A and there's act B. When I have act A and I have act B, I can label B as the mitzvah and A as the hechshem mitzvah. There's act B of yeshiva b'sukkah, there's act A of asiyas b'sukkah. I'll label one as ma'aseh mitzvah, one as hechshem. That's true. Let's assume, for example, that you have shmiya, which is not a concrete ma'aseh mitzvah. Even the Rambam would agree that the tekiyas ha-shofar is not just the hechshem mitzvah, but the tekiyas ha-shofar is the Maisa Mitzvah. And that's worlds apart. Even the Rambam admits that the Tekiyas HaShofar is the Maisa Mitzvah, even if the Kiyum of Shofar is the Shmiyas HaKol. And therefore, both components are absolutely critical. You know, when we learn the Sukkah, it's meant to share pretty soon, the cases of Esi Lechalos Esi, the Bishop of Beis, the Gemara of Zayin, cases of Kisi Hadal. So, when it comes to Esi Dokalosis, you require a Kiyum Mitzvah, the Kiyum Esi? The Kiyum Esi is Dokalos Esi? Is that really true? You need the Kiyum HaMitzvah? The Kiyum HaMitzvah? Maybe one argue not necessarily the Kiyum HaMitzvah. My Samitzvah. If this is considered to be a Klal My Samitzvah, maybe that's enough to invoke a concept of an Esed Ochalos Haseh. Well, that's something which is pretty important, no? Tosus writes in several Masechtas, no? A lengthy Tosus, no? In Gittin Daf Ben Aleph, Tosus of Bavasra and Daf Yud Gimel, that we can apply Esed Ochalos Haseh to Peruvu. And you know what? Sometimes, in principle, even if the via is a part of Isure via, but maybe one could argue, an Esedo Chalos Haseh is to what? To justify a Bias Iser. To justify a Bias Iser. Obviously, a Bias Iser is not the Kiyum Mitzvah Peru. Certainly not. You know what the Chiddush HaTosos is? That's labeled as Maisa Mitzvah, and that's considered to be sufficient. The Gemara has in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. Let's assume there's a Neged Saras, a Mokom HaMilo. Oh, so you know what? Milo's Doket Saras. I don't see why that's true. The Rambam writes it's because of an Esed Ochalos Haseh. Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's a Neged Saras, the Mo cuts the Neged Saras. That's a love deraisa. Yishom Neged Saras. There's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Milo. There's no Kiyum Mitzvah as of yet, no. This can lead to a Kiyum of Mila. There are a lot of things that are necessary for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Mila, no. You have to continue and remove Lor HaMila, and you have to remove Lor HaPriya, and maybe there are other requirements as well. How can the Gemara assume an Esed Ochalos Haseh if that in alone is not considered to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah? You know what the simple answer is? My son's. Whatever is Bechlau my summit, so that's enough for an Esed Ochalos Haseh. Even if as of yet, there really isn't a Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's like an important possibility. An Esed Ochalos Haseh does not require right here and now. What do you mean? Our Gemara's going to tell us, Masechus Beis, you need Be'idna Demekar Alav, simultaneous with the violation of Alav is the Mitzvah Haseh. You know what? You don't need right now simultaneously a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now if you look at that end of the Gemara's and Tzvachim, you'll see behind the Rosh there's something called Piskei Tosfos. You ever notice that? The Piskei Tosos. Take a look at those Samach Tes. The Piskei Tosos is right. There, the Piskei Tosos spells out that, you know what, that Esed Opelosos does not require the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And whatever is necessary for the mitzvah is Bechol Esed Opelosos. And that's called Vidna. That's called Vidna. Wow. That's an important Kiddush. Tisketosis or Samathes, Rabbi Chanan Kovat Saras, singing Samathes. No? That's hard to remember. You'll see what is necessary when we do the sugya. For Nesid al Chalosasay. You see that there's a Maisa Hamitzvah. A Maisa Hamitzvah. And the Maisa Hamitzvah is so potent. A Maisa Hamitzvah in Midot Yisurim. And the following Kiddush, even though the Rambam stresses clearly that's the case, that the key mitzvah is the Shmias HaKol, but it doesn't mean that the Tekiah is considered to be just a Hesh Mitzvah, not a Hekshu Mitzvah. My son mitzvah. So of course, the Gemara says you have to hear the Shofar, a Kol HaBar, you're not the Kayin of the Mitzvah. But yet, my son mitzvah demands a Bar Chiyuva, that certainly is true, a step beyond. If it's a my son mitzvah, how does that my son mitzvah relate to me, the Shomea? You know what the answer is? Shomea Kalna, the Mordechai, the Shomea Kalna. And therefore, you need Kabbalah Samashmi. You need the Kabbalah Samashmi. Without that, there is no tziru. There's no linkage between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah. So maybe that indeed is not the. You know, Soloveitchik even suggested that even though there's such a machlokes, the Golden, the Ram, Rabbi Natan, what is the Nusach HaBrach? What is the Nusach HaBrach? Maybe that is not such a critical machlokas in terms of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. Maybe everyone could agree that the Maisa HaMitzvah is one of Tzkiyah, and the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the Shmias HaKol. But you know what? If we're going to be Koveya, the Bracha, what exactly is the most exquisite Nusach for a Bracha? Maisa HaMitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah. There are two components to the mitzvah. Less than the poly, two components to the mitzvah. So if you want to be koveya the bracha, maisa mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah, you know, the starting point I would say is even a broader one. When a person recites a birchas mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah, toward the beginning of the Chiddush HaBracha L'Shas, in old editions, used to be Siman Gimel, that Reb Chaim writes that, you know, I put up a mezuzah for you. That's not my mitzvah. You are Mekayim in the mitzvah. You are Mekayim in the mitzvah. But I recite the bracha. Why is that true? Because I'm performing the Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah of Piyasa mitzvah. And Chazal, were Koveya of Berchas mitzvah on the Maisa mitzvah. So if there's a Maisa mitzvah, bracha is recited, even if I am not the one who's Mekayim in the mitzvah. And if there is no Maisa Mitzvah, is there a bracha? There's a study Chiddush of Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is found in Sin and Good Test, where the Magen Avraham writes the following. Magen Avraham is bothered by this, that why is there a difference between mezuzah and tzitzis? That's the kasha of Magen Avraham. When you affix the tzitzis to the garment, you don't recite a bracha. No. When you erect the mezuzah, you do recite a bracha. So why is it that when I put the mezuzah on the bayis, a bracha is recited, and I put the tzitzis in the bag, and it's not, that's the Magen Avraham's kash. Well, you know what the Magen Avraham writes? Chidush, you know what? In Lamdas, in principle, there really is no difference between mezuzah as opposed to tzitzis. But in practice, of course there is. In practice, of course there is. The Magen is the following. When is it that you affix the mezuzah? When do you affix the mezuzah? Oh, so the Magen is the following. You know what? That this is my home, and I affix the mezuzah. I'm already Adar, and now I affix the mezuzah. Well, of course, you recite a bracha now. Typically speaking, when is it that you affix the tzitzis? You know what? I'm holding the tzitzis, I'm holding the bag, and I go ahead and I make the tzitzis. There's no levisha. There's no levisha whatsoever. It's not a difference in principle between tzitzis as opposed to mezuzah, but you affix the tzitzis before the mitzvah, and you erect the mezuzah at the time of the mitzvah. And that's why the Magen Rambam does true. And the Magen Rambam writes, I'll tell you chidushim, before the Magen Rambam. Let's assume, for example, that you purchase a house, and the mezuzah is already there. You know what the Magen Rambam writes? Obviously, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. What bracha? Lod b'vayi sheish b'mezuzah. The Magen Rambam has a new test. Magen Rambam has a new bracha that you recite. Your kona b'vayis and the mezuzah is already there, but now you're mekayem mitzvah. A bracha on a kima mitzvah, even though there is no ma'isa mitzvah. And the Magen Rambam writes the flip side. Let's assume, for example, I'm wearing my talis. And all of a sudden I look down and I say, whoa, you know, there's something wrong with the tzitzis. They were never tied. You know what? So, I tie it while I'm wearing it. So I'm like, all right, so of course make a bracha. But that's like mezuzah. Typically you don't, because who ties their tzitzis after they're wearing it? But the Magen Avraham writes, if you have a case of mezuzah, where you have the kima tot ma'isa mitzvah, you'll make a bracha. And if you have a case of tzitzis where there is a ma'isa mitzvah, at the time of the kima mitzvah, you're going to recite a bracha on the siyas and tzitzis. Well, these are kedushin. That's the Magen Avraham siman yutes, that what's true of mezuzah is true of tzitzis. I'll tell you another Magen Avraham, two simonim later, siman chaf aleph, that the Magen Avraham also equates, not identical, but also equates tzitzis with the case of mezuzah. The Magen Rambam quotes an Ariza. It's fascinating. Now, the longest of Ariza, the Magen Rambam debates. Now, Ariza says it's appropriate to sleep in your tzitzis. Go to sleep at night. Wear your tzitzis. Wear your tzitzis. Okay? Ariza writes, I'll bring you a raya that this is true. A raya that this is true. This is the raya of Ariza. Take a look. It's in Kabbalah. The Magen Rambam quotes it. The reason why Menachos that Ben Gimel that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz, and all of a sudden he felt such a chalishus hadas because he was oru min ha-mitzvos. All of a sudden nizkar b'milos. All of a sudden bris milah came to mind. He saw, you know what? Even now I have that attachment. Oh, and Yisya Shvedait. Ready for the kasha of the Ariza? Why did this only happen in America? Why didn't it happen every night? No? Why did David HaMelech wake up in a panic that he's Aram and Amitznos? It's 3 in the morning? Okay, go to sleep at 4 in the morning. Why didn't he have panic? Not panic, he's Aram and Amitznos. So what's the answer the Ariza says? Because he slept with his sisters. He slept with the citizens. He wasn't part of himself. In the Merchatz, he wasn't Tovil in the Merchatz, the citizens. But Aram and Amitzvos. But in fact, Balayla, he was enveloped, he was Mechusa. That's the Raya of the reason. So the Magen Avraham writes, if this is the Kabbalah of the Ariza, I'll be Mekabel. But if that's the Raya, you know what the Magen Avraham writes? Wow. You know the difference between his bedroom and the Merchatz? On the bedroom, there's a mezuzah. And in the merchatz, there's no mezuzah. So he was arum and amitzvos in the merchatz, but he wasn't arum and amitzvos in his bedroom because there's a mezuzah on the door. Wow, that's a, in order not to be arum and amitzvos, like, what do you need exactly, you know? How strong is the connection? You know, I would create kind of this graph, you know? That bris milah is a mitzvah which is Big Ufo. Tefillin, I would say, is a mitzvah which is Al Ufo. Tzitzis is a mitzvah which is Al Bigdo. And mezuzah is a mitzvah which is Al Pisco. No? There's a little bit of a sliding scale, no? It's like fascinating, no? In order to say, I'm still connected, what do you mean? Nizkar b'milaso is clear, no? Mamish, Al Besoro, Al Gufo. The other extreme, is mezuzah on the Pesach Habayis, no? The Magen Avraham is assuming that also is enough. Bashem Shach Narizal, that's not enough. That's not enough. You need something that is Albigdo, Albufo, Albigdo, not simply Albisco. No? But that's like a fascinating aside. No? I'll tell you, Slashitas and Magen Avraham, that you know what? Which truth is this is truth? It's not your test in Chavala, that moment. But I would tell you clearly, even if you hold the mitzvah shofar as one of Shmiyas HaKol, the Kiyama mitzvah. But my son mitzvah, is the Tzkiyah. And maybe that's why the Rambam writes, the Tzkiyah, of course, requires that Kavanas HaMashmiyah. You know, the Gemara, Tikul Lefanai. That's the Maisa mitzvah, Tikul Lefanai. That's clear, Rosh Hashanah Tevzayim, Tikul Lefanai. But you know what the Kiyama mitzvah is? What the Rambam writes. Zichron Shur has to resonate. It has to be a Shmiya Sakal. Shmiya Sakal. I think that's part of the secret. I won't be able to do this at length, but the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah Chotes a very unusual psak. So, how does he fulfill the mitzvah shofar? The chatzi eved is potter. The chatzi bechorin is chayim. So, what does he do? So, the Gemara says something which is pretty stunning, that he cannot be tokei la'atzmo el yishmu me'aved. So, that's like an incredible model. Even though I can't do a mitzvah myself, but you know what? I must hear it from someone else. We usually think of that. We usually think, a mitzvah, I can do myself at times. I can be yotzei, I'll be there. Is there really any model of a mitzvah where, you know what, I really can't do this myself? The only option is to be yotzei, al yedei acher. It's something which is to think about. There should be many, many mamakomos. Take a look at the Tosfos about Azar Da'achar Zayin. This past Shabbos, the last mitzvah, the Torah mitzvah, so the chinuch is Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. Ksiva Sefer Torah, there are Sefer mitzvahs, it's your test. The Rambam doesn't say it right there. But in the back of the Sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam writes, I'll give you a list of mitzvahs that women are exempt from. And one of them is your test. Women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. Shagasari is so bothered. Shagasari has three beautiful Jews. Not Ksiva Sefer Torah. Lamadala, Lamadei, Lamadon. In the middle one, Mama Day, that's the theme of the Shagasari. Where does the Rambam get this from? That women are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So one could argue on multiple grounds, no? Maybe the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to facilitate Limud HaTorah, and only those who are obligated in Talmud Torah are obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah, okay? Or maybe a very basic reason. Women are incapable of writing a Sefer Torah. A woman cannot write a kosher Sefer Torah. So how can a woman be obligated to write a Sefer Torah if she can't write a Sefer Torah? But the Ran writes, Ksiva Sefer Torah means a kosher Sefer Torah. So isn't that like a no-brainer? Isn't that a no-brainer? That if you can't, you're not obligated to? So Shagasai writes, doesn't think it's a no-brainer at all. You know what? Maybe you can, but you have to be on Sidei Chavos, all in your hair. Shagasai writes, what about mezuzah? Women are obligated mezuzah, but they can't write a mezuzah. So you know what? They're obligated mezuzah. They have to secure a mezuzah. Yeah, the Beis HaLevi, if you have a couple of some mbeis, there's a world of difference. In mezuzah, the mitzvah is not the ksivas ha-mezuzah. The ksivah is just a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is kfiyas ha-mezuzah. To say that the mitzvah is ksivas sefer Torah, and even though you cannot engage in ksivas sefer Torah, you have to do so al yedei acherim. So that's like a very heavy machlokas. But it's mafurish in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. Achatzi yev achatzi ben chorin. Cannot be tokei la'atzmo. But you know what? Yishu me'acherin. So what do you mean? It's black and white. The fact that you can't do it is not an insurmountable problem. Biyotzei. Ayyadei acherin. What I would tell you though is the following. Is that generally true? You know, you look in Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, you know, in so many mitzvahs, now the Minchas Chinuch says, "Ooh, in the nafka mina chatzia v'chatzia v'chorin." Now that's a very important go-to of the Minchas Chinuch. No? In so many mitzvahs, Minchas Chinuch discusses chatzia v'chatzia v'chorin. What's stunning, what's stunning? The Benchiz writes the following. What does a Chatzieva Chatz Ben Chorin do when it comes to any mitzvah which is Tzliya B'Dibur that women may not be chayav? So, he's a Chatzieva Chatz Ben Chorin. So, the Chatzieva is part of the Chayav Ben Chorin is chayav. So what does he do? What does he do exactly? What does he do exactly? You know, take a look at the skin of Tov Lamed. That's the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Men are chayav in Birchas Hamazon. Are women chayav in Birchas Hamazon? Absolutely, yes, but Brachas Tavkav, maybe that's only a chiyuv drama. Maybe that's only a chiyuv drama. Noshen chayavos Birchas Hamazon, it's true, but maybe only din rabban and Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, it's Tosfos Pirsei Torah. That Tosfos is against the Ritva mentioned at Arada. What is the Chatzim and Chatzim do when it comes to benching? Half Chayav Daraisa, half Chayav Darabanan. So what does he do? So the Chesiyah writes a study in Kiddush. Yishma Me'acher. Every time the Chatzim and Chatzim benches, he has to have someone else be on saying it. Like, what? Yishma Me'acher. But what does the Chatzim and Chatzim do when it comes to Sfer Sovereign? And the Chesiyah Shimba? He's going to count. What do you mean? Assuming women are exempt, remember? So he's going to count. He's a chatzi, ever chatzi ben chorin. So Sfiras Samen, Yishmeacher. Maybe that doesn't even work, Yishmeacher. Wow. What's the chatzi ben chorin when it comes to Kriya Shema? That's the ben chasinuch in Tavchav. Women are exempt. The ben chorin is chayiv. You know what the answer he writes is? Yishmeacher. Yishmeacher. Like, really? Like, Yishma Acherim? In Kriya Shema? Yishma Sfer Salmer? In Birkas Hamazon? All these cases, Yishma Acherim? It sounds like so stunning, no? Why does the Gemara only say this about the Kiyah Shofar? No? I will tell you, the Gemara says, Maisim Bechol Yom Mamish, no? Like, you know, Poshab Shabbat, what does the Chatzim and Chatzim do when it comes to Yeshiva B'Sukkah? But Yishma Acherim? You know what that is? He sits in Sukkah. And he'll fulfill the mitzvah according to this chiyuv. Ki chiyuvo, ka chiyuvo. The same thing is true when it comes to mitzvah satzleos b'dibur. To the extent that he's chayev, he'll perform the mitzvah. He'll bench himself, he'll say kriyash himself, he'll count spirit himself, all these things himself. No? All these things himself. What's the kasha? No? It's only a difficulty when it comes to tkiyah shofar. Because tkiyah shofar, the key of my mitzvah is one of Shmir. But you need a kol shofar shal mitzvah. And if a chatzir v'chatzir v'chorin sounds the shofar and realize that the kol shofar is produced by the koach of one who is not a full bar chiyuva, that is not called a kol shofar shal mitzvah. That's the unusual case where the Gemara says, you know what? Yishu me'achir. And that sugya, Rosh Hashanah Kavtas, of Yishma Achim, Achatzim, Achatzim, Achorin, is not halacha b'chol Torah kula, that whenever you can't do something yourself, you're obligated to do it ayideh acherim. And maybe Pashup Shat to the Rambam is, if women are incapable of writing a Sefer Torah, they are not chayim in writing a Sefer Torah. And not, well, of course, just have someone else do it on their behalf. But I would tell you that that's significant when it comes to shofar, because of the role of the Shmiyah Sefer. And I will tell you, even in terms of the mindset, you know, we understand that on the one hand, the Rambam writes, Tekiah Shofar is a Gzeres HaKosim. Gzeres HaKosim. No, a Gemara, Rosh HaTezayim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tikkun Lefanai. Yeah, but the Rambam writes, there's so much more to shofar than simply Tekiah Shofar. Or Yishem Yishen Aschem. It has to resonate. The call has to be heard. The message has to be internalized. It's not enough to sound the shofar, but you have to hear the shofar. And therefore, not surprising that the mitzvah shofar can be comprised of two different elements. And maybe those are the two partials of Emor and Duchas, of a Yom Teruah and a Zichron Teruah. The Yom Teruah describes the Tekiyas HaShofar, but the Zichron Teruah, the remembrance, the impression, the significance, that's not simply addressing the Tkiyah, but that's addressing, right, the Shmias HaKol. And that, no doubt, is part of the awesome challenge of Rosh Hashanah. Not simply to make sure that there is a Tkiyas HaShofar that's true, but to make sure that there's an appropriate Shmias HaKol. The word that tells us so stunning, came into the Zikaron Klifnitam, literally, Rosh Hashanah Chavav, that the Kol Shofar is comparable to Avodas Kohen Gadol and the Kol Sakadosh. All that is a zichron, right? The mindset which is necessary in order to be able to see to it that what emerges, zakat. We give the serious hachanos, the serious attention, right, to the tefillos, the davening, the yom shua, the zichron shua. Of course, the ma'aseh mitzvah when it comes to tkiyah, but beyond that, right, the need for penetrating a very profound shmias hakol. And the tool that we have to be able to see to it that one can engage properly, Chazara b'tshuva, to merge Zaka b'din, to see to it that the tefillos are in Yiskablu, and that Bezrus Hashem, that the Kol Shofar and our tefillos will be more.